For someone who wants to get to the other side of the Bhava Sagar, the ocean of repeated birth and death, worse than drinking poison is the association of worldly persons who are attached to sense gratification. In other words, better you drink poison than associate with such persons. If your goal is to go back to Godhead, the worst thing you can do is to take on mundane association, materialistic association. So Lord Chaitanya was drawing a line very strongly for the sake of all those who were adhering to Lord Chaitanya's instructions. Tell the devotees that they have to explain to Karcha Guruji's sign. Lord Chaitanya refuses to see you, and if we even bring it up again, he'll leave this place. We don't want that to happen. Still, because King Karcha Guruji pleased the devotees, they gave him a plan how he could get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya without the Lord's compromising his principles. They told him, wait till Rath Yatra, and after the Rath Yatra parade, the Lord and his devotees enter a garden, and the Lord will be, no doubt, transiently tired from such ecstatic dancing for such a long distance. He'll lay down in the garden to take rest. You go there without your kingly attire. You go there disguised as ordinary pious Vaishnava. And you start reciting the verses to the Lord from the 31st chapter of the 10th canto of the Gopi Gita. And let's see what the Lord does for you. And this is what King Karcha Guruji did. He always sought the mercy of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya as a way to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And he prayed menial service to Lord Jagannath. What happened when Rath Yatra day came? As the Lord Jagannath, was being carried to the cart from his throne in the temple, Maharaj Karcha Guruji took a broom with a golden handle, and began to sweep the ground as a menial servant while the devotees were carrying the Lord to the cart. And he began to sprinkle scented water on the street like he was an ordinary street cleaner. So this attracted the attention of Lord Chaitanya, that the most opulent, super excellent king, Karcha Guruji, was acting like an ordinary street sweeper for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Jagannath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took note. So then what happened during the Rath Yatra? As the devotees were singing and dancing, King Karcha Guruji was watching the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was one of the devotees. He was always trying to get Lord Chaitanya to meet the king. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Maharaj Karcha Guruji were watching Lord Chaitanya in the Rath Yatra parade. And then suddenly they saw that Lord Chaitanya was simultaneously dancing in 7 Sankirtan parties at the same time. But only a few devotees could see this. Everyone else was just seeing one Lord Chaitanya. But a few devotees, like Karcha Guruji and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, could see that Lord Chaitanya had expanded himself into each Sankirtan party. Just like during the Rasa Leela, Krishna expanded himself to be in between each gopi. A few devotees who could see this, they were amazed. How is it that the king can see this? Because the king mentioned that this is amazing. A few devotees who could see it knew that you could only see such a thing by the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Obviously, Lord Chaitanya was pleased by the humble service of Maharaj Karcha Guruji in sweeping the ground before Lord Jagannath. So he was able to see the Lord's special pastimes. Send him first. Now we're going to go to the garden where Lord Chaitanya is resting. And Bhakta Guru Maharaj is going to come there in disguise, not as a king.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
accompanied by his personal devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the festival known as Lakshmi Vijayotsav. There he discussed the supra-excellent love of the gopis. Just by hearing about them, he became very pleased and danced in great ecstatic love for the Lord. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Gola Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is so exalted. All glories to the devotees headed by Srimad Thakur. All glories to the readers who have taken Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their life and soul. This wonderful and humble Krishna traverse goes on years. Always offering all glories to everyone, even to the readers. But to speak of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone who's taken Lord Chaitanya as their life and soul is worshipable for Krishna's Kaviraj Krishna. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting in ecstatic love in the garden, Maharaj Pratyakarujan entered the garden. Now, please think about this. Resting in ecstatic love, that is definitely life completely on the spiritual platform. Generally, someone with a material body, when you rest because the body is tired. Fatigue is a material defect. But Lord Chaitanya is only apparently tired from so much dancing, because his body is all spiritual. There's no limitation. He rests simply to enjoy. There's no force. Lord Chaitanya is not forced to take rest because his body is weary. He's not forced to take rest in order to protect his future health. He's just tasting a different variety of spiritual pleasure by resting. Therefore, the resting of Lord Chaitanya is Leela. Leela means pastime. That means no force, no pressure, no reason that makes you have to do what you did. Lord Chaitanya is resting. It doesn't have to be done. There's no reason other than the Lord's own sweet will. So therefore, we can meditate on this point. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the garden, resting in ecstatic love. Then Maharaj Pratyakarujan enters the garden. Following Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's instructions, the king had given up his royal dress. He now entered the garden in the dress of a Vaishnava. Sure, from our comments in the purport that we can use this example to understand that the present devotees of Lord Chaitanya can change their dress in any way in order to facilitate service to Lord Chaitanya. Problem, right? When our members change their dress to meet the public or to introduce our books, they are not breaking the devotional principles. The real principle is to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And if one has to change into regular Western dress for this purpose, there should be no objection. See, what Srila Prabhupada is doing in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, besides presenting the ecstatic devotional emotions, he's giving practical instructions how to spread the Krishna consciousness movement so that future generations, yourselves and devotees who will come in the future, will all benefit by knowing. They'll have an encyclopedia, Hare Krishna, the Hare Krishna movement. Srila Prabhupada once explained that even if everyone in the whole Hare Krishna movement disappears, God forbid, all the leaders go away, all the pujaris go away, Srila Prabhupada said, still, everything would not be lost. He explained that his books are everywhere, and that someone would read his books and know exactly how to start the Hare Krishna movement all over again. So you can read all the instructions in these purports. It's amazing how Prabhupada combines the explanation of the devotional ecstasies with practical instructions how to preach and teach Krishna consciousness. So let's go back to Maharaj Pachaguru in the garden, who's come in disguise, abandoning his royal dress. Maharaj Pachaguru was so humble that with folded hands he first took permission from all the devotees. Then, with great courage, he fell down and touched the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord Chaitanya is in the garden with his personal associates. Now, Maharaj Pratyabhurja doesn't just go up to the Lord, who's lying there in ecstatic trance, and begin to touch his lotus feet. No. First he takes permission from the assembled devotees, and then he goes for the mercy. First he goes for the mercy by taking the mercy of the devotees. Then he goes for the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, as I've been saying, Chaitanya Charitamrita will teach you how to be a Vaishnava. It will teach you how to be sensitive to devotees. It will teach you how to be humble. Just by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll develop good qualities, exalted qualities. Year by year, as you read Chaitanya Charitamrita over and over again, the qualities start to rub up on you. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lay on the raised platform with his eyes closed in ecstatic love and devotion, the king very expertly began to massage his legs. The king began to recite verses about the Rasa Lila from Srimad Bhagavatam. He recited the chapter beginning with the words, Jayati Dei Vikram. This chapter is very poetic. He can sing the Sanskrit in that chapter, 31 out of 10. It's all, it rhymes, the ends of the lines rhyme, and even the beginnings of the words, so many words start with the same letter and sound, so it's very beautiful. You can sing it. Sometimes I do say this chapter. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these verses, he was pleased beyond limits. And he said again and again, go on reciting, go on reciting. As soon as the king recited the verse beginning with the words, Tavakatamritam, the Lord arose in ecstatic love and embraced him. This is the king the Lord Chaitanya would not see. But now Lord Chaitanya is possessed by ecstatic love by hearing the slogans from this chapter of the Bhagavatam. He's actually embraced the king. Upon hearing the verse recited by the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have given me invaluable gems, but I have nothing to give you in return. Therefore, I'm simply embracing you. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to recite the same verse again and again. Both the king and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were trembling and tears were flowing from their eyes. embraced him, and tears upon their eyes, and Lord Chaitanya is reciting the same Bhagavatam verse over and over again. I wonder if you know how much potency is contained in a Bhagavatam verse. Sanatana Goswami says that every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is saturated with Krishna praying, love of Krishna. Gradually, you can realize that. So what is it about Srimad Bhagavatam that Lord Chaitanya and Mahaprabhu Rudra have, they're trembling and tears are flowing in their eyes just reciting a verse over and over again? This is the potency of Krishna consciousness. This is the ocean of ecstatic love that is stored within the process of bhakti yoga. What was the verse that Lord Chaitanya began to recite again and again upon hearing it from Maharaj Prasadhuja?
The ninth verse of the chapter,
Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy could not be contained. So Lord Chaitanya began chanting the verse over and over again. Tapatatam tam tapta jivanam kavivivitam kamasapam samangalam simaratatam buddhivenasiye bhuriyajanam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service. Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord immediately bestowed his mercy upon him. Now Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami remarks, how powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so powerful that it acts automatically. If a person renders loving service to Krishna, it never goes in vain. Sometimes this is the fear. I'll do service and it'll be in vain. I'll give my valuable, wonderful life to Krishna and then I get everything back that I should get. This is a fever that lurks in the back of the mind. But the fact is, Lord Chaitanya's mercy is so powerful, it acts automatically. Lord Chaitanya didn't even know. This is Pachaparuja, the one who the devotees always wanted me to meet and whom I refused to meet. You may say, of course, the Lord is omniscient. Yes, Krishna can choose to know something and he can choose to overlook something. Also, the fact is, the Lord has his mercy potency, which acts. So that's what happened. Prasakruja Maharaj's loving service in sweeping the ground before Lord Jagannath was noted. It did not go in vain. Such acts are recorded in a spiritual account, and in due time it will fructify. This is confirmed by the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. This is the verse that most devotees learn. Neapikramanashosi pratyalaya vijate svabhamapisadhanamasya chayate mahato bhayat. How many of you here know that verse? And then punctuate his point with a verse. And he would call for the verse. Does anyone know that verse? In other words, he backs up his point. None of the men knew it. But there was always this one lady devotee. She was on top of every verse that Prabhupada was reaching for. What's that verse? She was just quoted out. Mayam Vikramanashosi. 20 times. Wow, Prabhupada was so pleased. And he said, this is preaching. You make a point and you back it up with Shastra. So, it is a very important verse in Bhagavad Gita. In this endeavor, there is no loss of diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. What is the most dangerous type of fear? That you'll lose your human form of life and go into the lower species. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has particularly bestowed upon all fallen souls in this age the most potent method of devotional service. Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name. And whoever takes it through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immediately elevated to the transcendental position. So now Prabhupada is going to instruct all the future generations of Krishna conscious devotees in this town. He said, a student of Krishna consciousness must receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then his devotional service will quickly succeed. This was the case of King Kacharudra. What has to be noticed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a little service with sincere efforts will convince the Lord that one is a proper candidate for returning home back to Godhead. At first, Maharaj Kacharudra did not have a chance to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when the Lord saw that the king was serving Lord Jagannath as a menial sweeper, the Lord's mercy upon the king became a solid fact. When Maharaj Kacharudra, in the dress of a Vaishnava, was serving the Lord did not even inquire who he was. Rather, he had compassion upon him and embraced him. So Krishna Chandras Goswami wants to point out that nothing can compare to Lord Chaitanya's mercy upon Maharaj Prabhupada. So the author is bringing our attention. Just notice this. Do you understand how powerful is Lord Chaitanya's mercy? Do you have any idea what's going on here? Srila Prabhupada explains, even a little of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy serves as a great asset for spiritual advancement. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement must be spread through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy, special mission, is the deliverance of all fallen souls in Kali Yuga. Devotees of Krishna must persistently seek the favor and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become fit to return home back to Godhead. Very powerful instructions for us and all the coming generations of this kind of devotees. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Who are you? You have done so much for me. All of a sudden you have come here and made me drink the nectar of the pastimes of Lord Krishna." The king replied, "My lord, I am the most obedient servant of your servants. It is my ambition that you will accept me as the servant of your servants." Once again, you see the exemplary standard of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The king did not say, "My lord, I am your servant." "My lord, I am the most obedient servant of your servants. That's my ambition." So Prabhupada immediately takes advantage of this statement of King Kacharudra to point out in the purport that this is the greatest achievement for a devotee, to become a servant of the servants of the Lord. He writes, "Actually, no one should desire to become the direct servant of the Lord. That is not a very good idea." You have the examples of Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj and Kolavesha Srihar. All of them were offered benedictions. Prahlad Maharaj was offered benedictions by Nishinadeva. Dhruva Maharaj was offered benedictions by the Lord. Kolavesha Sridhar was offered benedictions by Lord Chaitanya. They all said, "Just let me be the servant of the devotees." The Prophet gives you something to think about. He says, the conclusion is that being the servant of the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the highest benediction one can desire. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed some of his divine opulences to the king, and he forbade him to disclose this to anyone. So now you're wondering, I know, how much did Lord Chaitanya really know? Of course, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami explains, although within his heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew everything that was happening, externally he did not disclose it. Nor did he disclose that he knew he was talking with King Pratapurusha. You see, ecstatic love rules everything. And Lord Chaitanya, in a suitable way that didn't compromise his principles, gave his mercy to the king, when normally Lord Chaitanya would never come anywhere near a king. He had told his associates, you know, his associates had asked him before, let the king have darshan. And you know what Lord Chaitanya said? I don't see kings in dreams. What a meaner is up here, not a real one. I don't even see them in my dreams. I refuse to see them. Mention again that I should meet the king. I'm leaving. You're not going to see me again. Now these same devotees are watching Lord Chaitanya embracing the king, and tears are coming out of Lord Chaitanya's eyes, and he's reciting this verse over and over again. Seeing the Lord's special mercy upon King Pratapurusha, the devotees praised the king's good fortune, and their minds became open and blissful. Now what do you think Srila Prabhupada is going to do, taking advantage of this verse to give us some instruction? The devotees are praising the king's good fortune. Their minds are happy. The Prabhupada has been going out. This is characteristic of a Vaishnava. He is never envious if another devotee receives the mercy and strength of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A pure Vaishnava is very happy to see a person elevated in devotional service. Unfortunately, you see, Prabhupada's a realist. He's not rosy-eyed. He knows we're preaching Krishna consciousness in the material world. So he says, unfortunately, there are many so-called Vaishnavas who become envious to see someone actually recognized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is a fact that no one can preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message without receiving the special mercy of the Lord. This is known to every Vaishnava. Yet there are some envious people who cannot tolerate the expansion of the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And once again, you see how you're getting the topmost ecstasy. You're getting insight into the Gopi Bhava, the most confidential feelings of the Lord and His servitors. Yet, meanwhile, Srila Prabhupada is training us how to be real Vaishnava, how to be not envious. Submissively offering prayers to the devotees with folded hands and offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king went outside. Notice, he offered prayers to the devotees and offered obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. It's a proper way to see things, the Lord and his devotees together. That's why the definition of a neophyte devotee, Kanishtadakari, is someone who just recognizes the Lord is there in the temple as the deity. But such a devotee doesn't know how to deal with the devotees of the Lord. That's considered third-class devotee, Prakritamokta, materialistic devotee. To go to the Majjhima, the second class platform of devotional service, one has to be able to understand how to deal with devotees. So now this pastime has ended, and once again it's time for prasad. We're not going to be able to read all the verses, because there's about 11 verses describing all the different types of prasad they're going to take. Thank you all for giving me your association in tasting Gaura Leela as presented by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Srila Prabhupada. We look forward to doing this again in the future. Hare Krishna, glory to the world.